You are in for something interesting today. We're going to dive deep into a recent development that's got the virtualization world kind of buzzing.
Oh, yeah. What's that?
The unexpected reappearance of the free VMware ESXi Hypervisor. This is with their 8.0 Update 3e release.
Yes, that definitely turned some heads.
Right. We've sifted through, a pile of information, VMware's official notes, some related security updates, what the community's saying online. And our goal really is to understand the why behind this move, what's actually new in this free offering, and most importantly, what it all means for you, the listener.
Because it is a big deal, considering that shift to subscription only back in February. This feels different.
Exactly. A pretty significant change of direction, you could say.
It certainly seems like it. Looking at, the information we gathered, the big theme seems to be a strategic recalibration.
Strategic recalibration. Okay.
Yeah, the sources strongly suggest that maybe that initial subscription-only plan didn't quite land as they expected back in February. Both the official notes and, all the community chatter point to quite a bit of user feedback, and also a clear awareness of what competitors are doing.
Competitors like Nutanix Platform 9.
Precisely. It really looks like their free community additions created enough competitive pressure that VMware felt they had to respond.
Okay, let's really unpack this why then. It wasn't just a whim, was it?
Doesn't seem like it.
The sources really do hammer home this competitive landscape angle.
Yeah.
Sounds like VMware maybe had to take a hard look at its strategy when faced with some pretty decent free alternatives.
Yeah, that seems to be the consensus.
So here's where it gets interesting. This isn't just tweaking something minor. It's bringing back something that was, frankly, quite popular before they pulled it.
It was very popular for labs learning.
Right. So does this maybe suggest that their initial subscription-only strategy perhaps, I don't know, underestimated the loyalty or the specific needs of that existing free user base?
That's a very good question. I think the sources do hint at a recognition that, a significant chunk of their users, maybe potential users too, especially folks in development, education, smaller shops, they really value that no-cost entry point. So by bringing the free hypervisor back, VMware is basically signaling, okay, we heard you. And they're showing they want to stay competitive in that, pretty crucial market segment.
And that could be pretty significant, right? Not just for VMware's position, but for the choices available to everyone listening.
Absolutely. More options are usually good for the end user.
All right, so they've brought it back. Smart move, perhaps. Now, for someone listening thinking about using this, the next question is obvious. What's actually in this new version, 8.0 Update 3e?
Okay, yeah, let's get into the specifics.
Our sources highlighted a few key improvements. The one that jumps out immediately is this built-in free license. Talk about that. Were the old ways of getting a free license a real hassle?
They could be, yeah. It wasn't impossible, but you often had to do some manual registration, navigate their license portals.
Oh, right, the 60-day evaluation thing.
Exactly. You had to deal with those 60-day evaluations that needed renewing. It wasn't, let's say, seamless.
So what's different now?
Well, what's really quite neat about this built-in license in 8.0 Update 3e, as the release notes say, is just the simplicity. You install it and boom, you essentially have a perpetually free hypervisor.
Perpetually free, but with limits,
Oh,
obviously.
absolutely. With limitations, we definitely need to cover. But the point is, it dramatically lowers that barrier to entry, makes it much, much easier for someone to just start playing with ESXi for testing, learning, or maybe running a tiny non-critical
Okay,
thing.
that sounds genuinely better, much more streamlined.
Yes.
The sources also mentioned enhanced hardware compatibility, something about CDC NCM protocol and HPE Gen 12 ILO.
Yes. That one's a bit more technical, but important for some folks.
Yeah, break that down. For someone not deep in server admin stuff, why should they care?
Okay, so think about managing servers, especially HPE ones. ILO Integrated Lights Out is like a super important tool for managing the server remotely, even if the main OS isn't running.
Right, out of band management.
Exactly. So this CDC NCM protocol basically helps the ILO virtual network interface talk better over a USB connection. By adding better support for this in the ES6i USB driver, VMware is making life easier for people using HPE Gen 12 servers.
How so?
Well, think remote setup, troubleshooting, just general server management. It should be smoother, especially if you don't have a direct network connection right away during, say, initial setup.
Gotcha. Anything that makes setup and remote access easier is definitely a plus. Okay, so beyond that hardware thing, the sources also talked about security and stability. Sounds like this release wasn't just about the free license.
Oh, definitely not. I mean, in today's world, security has to be front and center for any update. You see that in the cybersecurity news snippets, too. The release notes are pretty clear. They've included numerous critical bug fixes and security patches. So even if you're grabbing the free version, you're still getting the benefit of those ongoing efforts to make ESXi more robust, more secure.
So you're getting a more solid foundation than maybe an older, unpatched version, even if it's free.
Precisely. Which is important, even for a lab environment.
Okay, so it's free, easier to get started, better compatibility with some specific hardware, and more secure. Sounds, well, pretty good for certain uses. Which brings us to the catch, right? What are the strings attached? What can't you do with this free version?
Right, the limitations. This is really key to understanding who this free version is actually for.
So what's the main one?
The primary restriction, highlighted everywhere really, is the lack of vCenter server integration.
Explain vCenter quickly for those who might not know.
Sure, vCenter server is basically the central command console.
Right.
It lets you manage multiple ESXi hosts all from one screen. Absolutely crucial if you're running, you know, a larger virtual setup.
And the free one.
The free 8.0 update 3E just can't be added to a vCenter server. Simple as that. It keeps the free tier focused on managing single hosts individually.
Which makes sense. If you need that central control for lots of hosts, you're likely in an environment that warrants a paid license anyway.
Exactly. It clearly separates the use cases, ensures organizations needing that scale and control still see the value in the paid ecosystem.
Okay, so no central management hub. What about protecting your data? Our sources mentioned limits around backups.
Yes, that's another pretty significant boundary to be aware of. The info we have suggests that those advanced third-party backup tools, think Veeam Backup and Replication, for example.
A very popular one.
Hugely popular. Well, solutions like that are generally not officially supported with the free version.
Why is that? Is it technical?
It likely comes down to how those tools work. They often tie in deeply with vCenter or rely on specific APIs, application programming interfaces.
The way software talks to other software.
Right. Those APIs might be restricted or just not available in the free tier. So while you could probably do some basic manual backups, you know, at the VM level,
yeah,
you won't get the robust, automated, feature-packed backup and recovery you get with those dedicated enterprise solutions. Mm-hmm. It really pushes the free version towards non-production scenarios where maybe complex backups aren't the absolute top priority.
So we're circling back to evaluation labs, dev setups, maybe a home lab for learning, that kind of thing?
That seems to be the sweet spot, yes.
Now, it's always interesting to gauge the community's reaction to stuff like this. What did our sources say? How did the virtualization crowd take the news?
Generally, the reaction seems overwhelmingly positive.
Wait.
Based on what we saw.
People are happy.
Very happy, it seems. The community appears to see it as a welcome backtrack, maybe?
Mm.
A sign that VMware is actually listening to its users?
Mm.
There's a lot of acknowledgement that this puts VMware back on a more even footing with competitors who kept offering free tiers.
So it's seen as a good competitive move.
Definitely. And maybe a strategic step to sort of re-engage with those developers, educators, small businesses, people who might start free but eventually grow into paying customers later on.
It's almost like rebuilding goodwill, maybe, getting people back into the VMware ecosystem without that initial price tag.
That could certainly be part of it. Our sources did hint that this might be partly about rebuilding trust after the ripples caused by the subscription model announcement.
It is fascinating, isn't it? Reverting to an older model like this, does it suggest maybe that their initial strategy misjudged how sticky that free user base was? Or how important it was for seeding the market.
It certainly suggests a reevaluation, doesn't it? A recognition that, yeah, that free entry point has real value. It builds a wider user base, gets people familiar with the platform.
And trust, community engagement, that stuff matters in tech.
Incredibly important. Offering a free tier, again, just lowers the barrier. Let individuals and small teams try it out firsthand. That can definitely lead to wider adoption and maybe boost their paid offerings down the line as needs grow.
Okay, so the community's largely pleased it's back. Now, practicality time. For someone listening who's thinking, okay, I could use this free hypervisor for my lab, what are the actual steps? How do they get ESXi 8.0 update 3E based on our sources?
Right, the download process. According to the info we have, it's pretty straightforward, actually. First step, head over to the Broadcom support portal. That's the main hub now.
Okay, Broadcom support portal. Then what?
Once you're there, you need to find the section for VMware vSphere Hypervisor, that's ESXi, then look specifically for version 8.0U3E.
Got it.
Select that. You'll probably have to agree to some terms and conditions. Standard stuff. And then you should see download options, usually an ISO image for a new install. Sure. Or an offline bundle ZIP if you're maybe upgrading an existing host.
And there was a key detail mentioned in the sources about who can download it, right? It's not just wide open.
Yes, very important point. You will need a Broadcom account to actually download the software from the portal.
So registration required.
Correct. If you don't have a Broadcom account already, you'll need to create one first. That's a prerequisite for grabbing the download, worth keeping in mind.
Good flag. Can't just browse and click without signing up.
Yeah.
Now, our sources also had a handy little FAQ section, always useful for nipping common questions in the bud. Let's hit a couple of those. First, production use. We've kind of danced around this, but what's the official line from the info?
Yeah, the FAQ is pretty explicit. Free ESXi 8.0. Update 3E is primarily intended for non-production use cases.
Like
evaluation, testing, educational purposes.
Yeah.
Your home lab, basically.
Mm-hmm.
For actual production environments where you need full support, all the features, that vCenter management. VMware strongly recommends their licensed versions. No surprise there.
Makes total sense. Okay, what about upgrades? If someone's rocking an older free ESXi version, can they just hop up to 8.0 update 3E?
The FAQ says upgrades are possible, yes. However, and this is like standard best practice, but crucial. You absolutely must check the official release notes and the compatibility guides before you try upgrading. Seriously.
Why so critical?
Well, you want to make sure everything's going to work smoothly, right?
Mm-hmm.
Sure your hardware is still supported, that your existing VMs won't have issues. Always, always do the homework before a big upgrade like that.
Solid advice. Read the manual, people. Lastly, any hidden costs? Is free really free here?
The FAQ clarifies.
Mm-hmm.
The ESXi 8.0 update 3E hypervisor itself. No cost to download and use within its limits.
But
if you find you need features that aren't included, or if you need direct technical support from VMware beyond, you know, community forums.
Then you pay.
Then you're looking at their paid license offerings, yeah. So the core hypervisor is free. But advanced stuff and dedicated support that usually requires a paid subscription or license. Pretty standard model.
Seems fair enough. Now, one of our sources briefly mentioned a company, Tekkingian, and their services around VMware. It wasn't the focus, but it brings up a wider point for listeners. What kind of help might someone typically need with virtualization, free version or not? That's a really relevant question.
Yeah.
Because even with a free hypervisor that's maybe easier to install now, setting up and managing a virtualization environment effectively, well, it still takes some know-how.
Right.
So services like the ones mentioned, whether from that company or others, can be super helpful. Think about developing a virtualization strategy that actually fits your needs.
Okay.
Or help with the actual deployment and setup of ESSI. Maybe training for your team so they know how to run things day to day. And of course, ongoing support for when things, you know, inevitably go wrong or need troubleshooting.
So even starting small with the free version, getting some expert guidance could be valuable down the line or even up front.
Absolutely. Whether you're just dipping your toes in with the free version to learn or you're planning a big, complex, paid setup, having access to people with experience can really help you get the most out of it and, frankly, avoid some common headaches.
Good point. So whether you're just testing the waters or going all in, resources are out there. Exactly. It's about figuring out what you need and finding the right support level for that.
Well, this has been a really, really insightful deep dive into this unexpected return of the free ESXi hypervisor. Just to quickly recap the highlights for you, our listener, VMware's brought back the free version with 8.0 update 3E.
Yep, big news.
Sources strongly suggest it's a reaction to customer feedback and what competitors are doing. This new free version, built-in license, easier setup, some specific hardware support improvements, and importantly, the same security and stability patches as the paid versions.
But with key limitations.
Right, the big ones. No vCenter integration, so no central management, and limits around advanced third-party backup tools. Makes it best for non-production stuff. Labs, learning, development.
Community seems pretty happy about it, though.
Very happy, yeah. And if you want to try it, head to the Broadcom support portal, create an account, and you can download it.
And really, this whole thing, this reintroduction, it's a fantastic chance for you, the listener. especially if you want to learn more about virtualization, get hands-on with VMware's tech, or maybe run some small, non-critical stuff without spending money up front.
It's a low-risk way to gain some practical experience with a major hypervisor.
Definitely.
So here's a final thought to chew on. What does this move by VMware bringing back free after going subscription only really signal about the future of virtualization licensing? Is this just temporary, or are we seeing a bigger trend towards easier entry points in this market?
Interesting question.
And thinking longer term, what opportunities or maybe challenges does this create for individuals, for organizations, as they plan their IT roadmaps? It's definitely food for thought.
It is indeed.
We'd really encourage you, check out that Broadcom support portal, maybe download the free ESXi 8.0 Update 3, see if it fits your needs for learning or testing. Thanks for joining us for this deep dive.